It's still my birth week and my birthday just passed, so I am continuing to reflect on my life, on my past year, and even past decades since this is my last year in my 30s. And as I'm continuing to do this reflection, there's one more thing that I want to pop in and share with you really quick on today, so do not miss this episode. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again, only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey sis, and welcome back for another episode of Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Very excited that you are joining me on today. So yes, my birthday was yesterday. I truly enjoyed it. I had just such a great day and I'm just super thankful. I'm telling you, these days, it doesn't take much, you know, to really enjoy my birthday. So I am just very, very grateful for just another year to be here. And I am grateful to be sharing this day with you. I wanted to pop in and just kind of share something just really quick, not a long episode at all, but something that I realized as I was just thinking about things, thinking about my single season, and just wanted to share. And so one thing I realized is that, you know, if I had taken the time, because I look back, right? I'm looking back pretty far. Sis getting old up here now. But as I look back over almost two decades, really, is what really made me think about this, is that I realized that if I would have taken time to heal from hurt caused by some earlier breakups, I probably would have enjoyed my single season a lot more. And that's like, wow, you know, because I can remember when I finally felt content in my singleness. There wasn't that much time before I got engaged and got married. And so, but there was, I mean, such peace, such joy. I mean, I can't even explain it to you. And it's like, man, I could have had that for a long time because I was single all through my 20s. You know, I wasn't married. I was in and out of relationships, but I was single for all intended purposes, and I was discontent because I kept reaching for this one thing. I wanted to be married. I wanted the family. I wanted all the things. And had I just been patient, knowing that those things would come in God's perfect timing, I won't say that the healing would have made it come sooner, but what it would have done was put me in a place of peace and allowed me to enjoy my single season a lot more. And when I really think about it, maybe if I would have done some healing work before, one, I would have avoided some of the relationships or situationships that I found myself in my 20s. And maybe if that relationship would have still ended in 2015 the way that it did, that was the one that was completely like earth shattering to me and changed my life. But perhaps it wouldn't have hurt so bad had I done my healing work sooner. Now, of course, this is all just hypothetical because who knows what have happened, but really looking at what healing did for me and if I would have just trusted God sooner with my life and my future and my heart ultimately, then I think I would have just seen so much more peace and different results. I think things would have worked out differently, I still think I would have ended up in the same place, but the journey may have been a little bit smoother and more enjoyable for me. And so I think I'm telling you this now because wherever you find yourself, do not wait. Do not wait to do your healing work. Hey, sis, since your breakup, are you struggling to heal your hurt, connect with God, find peace, and maybe or rebuild your self-worth? I know how hard it can be because I have been there. I have had my fair share of heartbreaks with sleepless nights and constant thoughts racing through my mind, wondering what's wrong with me and will I ever be happy? Imagine if you could hear the specifics of someone else's experience of healing their broken heart, strengthening their relationship with God, restoring peace and joy to their lives, and finding identity and purpose. Then you could be encouraged and find hope for your future. Well, get ready because I have something special just for you. My 365-day devotional, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose, is essential for your heart healing journey. In one short year, you'll be ready to take on the world by going from heartbroken to healed to purposeful. Every day, you will get a scripture from the Bible, a devotion of me sharing my experiences and what I learned, things that you can apply to your life, and a biblically based affirmation. And this is the perfect time to invest in yourself because my 39th birthday is this week. I'm celebrating with a $39 sale. That's right. You can get the paperback copy of my book for only $39. But hurry, because the sale is only for a limited time. Go now to CandiceABattis.com/shop to get your devotional so you can begin connecting with God to heal your broken heart and move on to what's next for you. Use the coupon code BDAY39 at checkout. Again, act fast because this offer ends March 21st. Sis, believe what David said in Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Sis, just imagine how different your life can be 1 year from now if you make this first step today. All right, I love you. Let's get back to today's episode. Go ahead and say, you know what? I'm moving forward. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know God's plans exactly, but I know they're good. And trust Him, lean into Him in this season. I believe that if you start now and you do your healing work now, then it will allow whatever time that you have left that you're single, or if you're going to be single for a long time, sis, you don't want to spend that time miserable. You don't want to spend that time being discontent, being sad, being angry, just hoping for the next thing or the next guy. I want you to be content all the time. You know, I want you to have just season after season of loving yourself, loving God, being in relationship with Him and trusting Him that whatever is coming next is going to be for your good. I don't want you to just be disturbed all the time because you feel like you don't have the life that you want. You don't have the life that you desire. You're still upset about what happened to you in that relationship. You're still hurting and in pain. And if that's where you find yourself today, recognize that so that you're like, okay, I am here now, but I'm not going to stay here. Today, sis, make the decision. I am going to start my healing journey today. And here's my first step. What does that first step look like for you? What are you going to do? And maybe, I don't know, but here are always some options, you know? Maybe you're making the decision that you're not going to reach out to your ex anymore. You're like, you know what? That is toxic. It's not a good situation. I never feel good when I do it. So let me just go ahead and do my no contact, all right? And I actually help women come up with their no contact plans during my coaching sessions, if you have something that you're interested in, and coaching is definitely an option for you. And maybe you're going to get my book, which is going to take you through a whole year of a healing journey. It's going to take you from being heartbroken to being healed and finding purpose. Okay, so, and don't forget right now that the $39 sale is happening. So it's the perfect time to get your copy of my book. All right, use the coupon code BDAY39. That's BDAY39 at checkout when you go to CandiceABattis.com/shop. There's a link for you in the show notes. So do that. But whatever it is, take your first step forward today. I don't wait because, again, as I look back, I'm like, man, I could have had such a more peaceful single season. I could have had a much more enjoyable single season. And I don't want you looking back and saying, man, I wish I would have done this sooner, because I feel like, you know, if you're here, you're looking for healing and you're going to find it. You're going to get there. But I don't want you to get there so slowly that when you look back, you're like, man, if I would have done this a long time ago, then I would have been, you know, I would have had more time to enjoy my life. And so I'm not really looking back with regret, you know, because that's not healthy either. You know, it is what it is, but I just realized that. And I just wanted to share it with you because I want to give you the nuggets from what I have learned in my life so far, so that hopefully you won't do the things that I did, that you can be better than I was. Okay. So that's really it. I told you it wasn't going to be a long episode. I just wanted to come in and share one more time this week so that, you know, again, I'm celebrating my birthday and I'm 39 this year. I'm really excited about it. So I wanted to just connect with you multiple times this week so that it could feel like a celebration for us. All right. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, come on over to the group and join us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to continue this conversation. All right. I love you so much, sis. And I will talk to you next week. Love you. Bye. Hey, sis. Listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.